I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. On Tuesday, the Mono County Board of Supervisors elected Supervisor Linda Salcido, District 5, to serve as the 2025 chair, taking the reins from Supervisor John Peters of District 4. Chair Salcido immediately assumed the role, which will run through the year. I am honored to have been elected by my colleagues to serve in this capacity, and I am optimistic about the year ahead, said Chair Salcido. I look forward to collaborating with my colleagues and our dedicated county staff to set clear policies, provide strategic direction, and chart a positive course for growth and innovation. Together, we will work to ensure sustainable development, deliver essential resources, and create opportunities that enhance the quality of life for our residents, support the success of our businesses, and offer memorable experiences for our visitors. The board also welcomed Paul McFarland as the newest supervisor representing District 3. Supervisor McFarland brings a wealth of experience and a deep commitment to serving the people of Mono County. Supervisor Jennifer Kreitz, District 1, was elected to serve 2025 vice chair, and Supervisor Paul McFarland, District 3, was elected to serve as 2025 chair pro tem. In December 2024, the Board of Supervisors appointed themselves to various boards and commissions and committees for 2025. You can find those appointments by going to sierrawave.net, finding the article that says Mono County announces 2025 leadership changes, and you will find a link there. Also, Supervisor John Peters joined the meeting remotely and will be recognized for his service as 2024 chair at a later date. The Mono County Board of Supervisors meets regularly to address county issues, set policy, and oversee operations. Meetings are open to the public and participation is encouraged. Keeping our attention up in Mammoth, periodically the Mammoth Community Water District conducts a study to evaluate whether the capacity, connection fees that is, charged for new or expanded water and sewer services properly reflect the cost of the service provided. District staff recently identified the fees currently in place that need to be updated to accurately reflect the asset value and the number of customers utilizing the system. In June of 2024, the district began work with consultant Robert Neuss Incorporated, RDN, to evaluate current fees and make recommendations for appropriate changes to the capacity connection fee structure. The draft report from the RDN is now available for the public to view by visiting the MCWD website. Keeping our attention focused on water, the Bishop Creek Water Association's next meeting will be Tuesday, January 14th at 7 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Inyo County Office of Education, Jill Kinmont Booth School facility, which is at 166 Grandview Drive in Bishop, in the George Lozito Conference Center, northwest corner of the property. The agenda and the meeting package will be posted on the association's website, which is bishopcreekwater.org, in advance of the meeting. All members are invited to the meeting. However, if you have an issue and cannot attend, please contact a board member or the water master to have your issue brought before the board. Contact information is available on the website. Now in sad news, Floyd Gene Piper Jr. entered eternal life December 18, 2024, at the age of 51. Floyd, better known as Bub, was born May 20, 1973 in San Bernardino, California, to Floyd Gene Piper Sr. and Alverna May Piper. He was an enrolled Bishop Paiute tribal member who graduated from Bishop Union High School and spent the majority of his life in the Owens Valley. He believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ and held a strong to his faith in his daily life. Floyd is survived by his daughters Vanessa Marie Del La Riva and Justice May Piper, grandsons Ian Jackson, Koa Jackson, and Tengobi Holden, father Floyd Piper Sr., sibling Reggie Savell, Tammy Spoon Hunter, Derek Piper, and Troy Piper, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and large extended family. Floyd was preceded in joining the Lord by his mother, Alverna Piper, siblings Edward Shaw, LaWanda McKellips, Desiree Sabell, and Preston Piper. A viewing will be held on Friday, January 17th from 4 to 7 p.m., and the service on Saturday, January 18th at 10 a.m. It'll be at Bruni Mortuary. Bub will be laid to rest at the Sunland Indian Cemetery following the service. Reception will be at the Upper Crust Pizza at 1 p.m. For the complete obituary, please visit sierrawave.net. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always visit sierrawave.net or follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. Thanks for listening. We are the local community's news.